Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, Jesus is wonderful. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love
you.
We love you.
我们爱你.
We desire to come into your presence.
我们心里渴望就这样进到你的同在里.
We welcome you this morning.
今天我们就这样来欢迎你.
This is the day the Lord has made.
这是耶和华所定的日子.
We will rejoice and be glad in it.
我们在其中要高兴欢喜.
We open every door.
把每一个门都打开来.
We welcome you, Jesus.
我们这样子来欢迎你.
We ask you to be present in every room.
我们求你在每一个房间里面, 你都彰显出你的同在.
We come to worship you.
我们来到你面前, 我们要敬拜你.
We come to lift you up.
我们要高举你.
As you said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me.
就像你说, 当你被举起来的时候, 你就要吸引万民来归向你。
Jesus, we adore you.
主耶稣, 我们恋慕你。
We praise you.
我们赞美你。
We open our mouth to shout your praise.
我们就把我们的口也张开来, 我们来欢呼, 来赞美你。
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, glory to God.
Oh, 荣耀归给神。
We adore you.
Oh, 我们爱慕你。
We want to see you, Jesus.
我们渴望见到你。
We want to hear your voice.
我们渴望得听你的声音。
We thank you for your presence.
我们为着你的同在来感谢你。
We believe you.
我们相信你。
You have told us where two or three gather in your name, there you are in the midst.
你应许我们，当我们有两三个人奉你的名聚集， 你就在我们的中间。
We are gathering in your name.
我们是在你的名里面聚集。
We have come into your house.
我们来到你的殿中。
Gathered in your name to worship you.
奉你的名聚集在这里来敬拜你。
Let us worship him.
我们一起来敬拜他。
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah.
荣耀归给主, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God.
Oh,
is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, and be glad in him, and be glad in him. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in him. This is the day, that the Lord has made. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 这是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中高兴欢喜。
Glory to the Lord.
Oh, 荣耀归给主。
Oh, Jesus, you're so wonderful.
Oh, 主耶稣, 你是这么的美好。
You are so beautiful.
你是这么全然的美丽。
And you said, as we behold you, we are changed into your image.
你告诉我们, 当我们敞着脸来见你的时候, 你就在改变我们, 成为你的形象。
Since we fix our eyes on Jesus, we lose sight of all beside.
自从我们定睛在主的身上, 我们对其他的事情好像都失去了看见。
are looking only unto you, Jesus.
因为我们只是单单的来看见你，其他一切都失去了颜色。
We pray that you will, we will all catch sight of you.
哦，我们祷告，我们每一个人都这样子在灵里面这样子看见你。
Jesus is passing this way.
哦，主耶稣就这样子来经过。
He wants us to reach out and touch him.
当他走在我们中间，他要我们能够伸出我们的手来摸着他。
Say that we love him.
我们可以告诉他我们爱他。
Oh, fill our vision, Lord.
哦，充满我的眼目。
Let our eyes be fixed on you.
让我们定睛在主的身上。
Even as you have encouraged us, look only unto Jesus.
就像你的话语告诉我们，我们仰望那位耶稣。
By beholding him, we are changed.
就是这样子来看着他，所以让我们得以被改变。
Into the same image, from glory to glory.
就变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
By your spirit.
借着主的灵。
Welcome, Holy Spirit.
Oh, 圣灵，我们欢迎你。
Welcome to our room.
我们欢迎你进到我们的中间。
Wherever we are, we know that you are there.
不论我们在哪里，我们知道你也在那里。
We glorify you.
我们荣耀你。
We worship you.
我们敬拜你。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.주호재와신주호재와신아허든치명주엔지두호재와신할렐루야
할렐루야
Jesus, we love you.
예수我们爱你。
You, Lord.Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Oh, 荣耀归给神。
Jesus is here.
主耶稣实在在这里。
I'm glad you're here too.
我也很高兴大家也跟我们一起在一起。
I look forward to seeing you.
我也很盼望在将来日子可以看见大家。
Is it one or two of you?
即便你们一两个。
And we just are all together in His presence.
让我们仍然我们可以在他的同在里面一起聚集。
Our lesson today is on humility.
今天我们的课我们要讲谦卑。
Do you know that there was one university that the Lord Jesus opened up when He was here on earth?
大家知不知道，当主耶稣在地上行走的时候，他也开了一间学校，一间大学。
We find a reference to it in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11.
我们在马太福音第十一章那里，我们看见。
28 to 30.
二十八节到三十节。
You want to turn there?
也许大家可以翻到那章。
Jesus said, Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
在那里，主耶稣他说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
我心里柔和谦卑。
For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your soul.
你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
That's the school the Lord Jesus opened up.
这就是主耶稣他开的这个学校。
And he invites all of us to join his school.
他也邀请我们每一个人来进入他所创办的这个学校。
You can come no matter who you are.
不论你是谁，你都可以来。
You don't have to pay a tuition fee.
你不需要缴学费。
You don't have to have recommendations.
你不需要有谁帮你写推荐信。
Or registration.
你也不需要有什么注册的过程。
He says, come learn from me.
主耶稣就这么简单的说，你来，你可以来。
So he thought that was the most important subject to teach, was to learn of him, to be meek and lowly in heart.
在主耶稣的心里面，他把这件事情看得这么重要。他说：“你们要学我的样式，学什么呢？我柔和谦卑。”
He said this to his 12 disciples.
他跟他十二个门徒这样子说。
And they walked with him and tried to learn from him.
他们与他同行几年，他们也试着来向他学习。
But as we've been studying, they couldn't get the lesson.
可是就像我们所看到的，他们在那个时候，他们并没有学到这个功课。
They often got an F on the examination.
他们都得着了不及格，不到60分。
They needed his own spirit indwelling them in order to learn.
因为他们需要圣灵内住在他们的里面，他们才有可能学好这个功课。
And we also look in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5.
我们大家翻到马太福音第五章。
Verse 3.
第三节,
That's the very beginning of the ministry of the Lord Jesus in teaching.
这是主耶稣刚开始他的公开的侍奉的一开始的教导。
You know, this is a list, the beginning of the Beatitudes.
我们大家通常称这个叫八福。
Those that will be blessed.
就是哪?
The Beatitudes.
就是讲到哪些人是蒙福的。
And the very first one Jesus gives us is, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
第一件事主耶稣提到就是虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。虚心也可以讲说是邻里贫穷的人有福了。
The first step to having the king reign within us with his kingdom is we must see our poverty.
我们第一步能够让这位王在我们里面掌权的第一步，就是我们必须要看见我们自己的贫穷。
Do you feel poor?
大家有没有觉得你是贫穷的呢？
That's a good place to begin.
如果你有这样子的看见，那是一个很好的开始。
Jesus is searching all over the world for empty vessels that he can fill.
主耶稣他在是全地，他在寻找那些倒空的器皿，好叫他可以来充满他们。
How often he finds souls that say, "I am rich and increased with goods. I have need of nothing."
多少时候，反而他找到的人，他看到的是那些人，他们会他们自己以为说，我们是贫穷，我们是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
But when we begin to seek him, he opens our eyes to see we are nothing.
可是当他开始开我们的眼睛的时候，我们就看见实在我们是什么都不是。
We know nothing and can do nothing.
照着我们知道的，我们什么都不知道，我们也什么都不能做。
Our prayer should be, bring me down low at your feet, Jesus.
我们的祷告应该是主啊，让我更加的卑下低伏在你的脚前。
Make me willing to go through the humbling process.
让我里面有一个愿意的心，愿意来走这个谦卑的这个路，这个过程。
When Jesus first began to show me myself, it was when I was 18 years old.
当我十八岁的时候，主耶稣第一次开始让我看见我真实的自己。
I had gone to join the faith homes in Zion, Illinois.
我已经去了在西安城，在信心家庭那里。
And I thought I was ready to give myself my life to God.
我以为我都已经预备好了，可以把自己奉献给神。
My teacher's first prayer was, Martha, pray to see yourself the way Jesus sees you.
我的老师教导我的第一个祷告就是，玛莎，你要向主祷告，让你看你看见你自己，好像主看见你这样子清楚一样。
We give you time in your afternoon to pray, Lord Jesus, bring me down, lower to your feet.
你每天下午你就花时间跟主耶稣祷告说，主啊，让我更低下，更卑微在你的脚前。
What a shock it was to me to begin to see myself the way the Lord saw me.
当我好像主耶稣看我那样子清楚看见我自己的时候，我是何等的震惊啊。
At first, we're tempted to feel discouraged and disappointed to see how sinful we are.
当我们第一次看到我们自己的罪恶败坏的时候，我们很容易就被试探，想说，我是这么的绝望，这么的灰心。
I thought I was a very good girl.
因为在那之前，我以为我是一个很好的女孩。
But the Lord opened my eyes.
可是主他打开了我的眼睛。
I'm so glad my teacher gave me help.
我很高兴在那个时候我的老师帮助我。
He says, now Martha, when you begin to pray, start your prayer with praise.
他教导我，玛莎，当你开始祷告的时候，你就先用赞美来开始。
Thank Jesus that he is preparing you for himself.
为着主耶稣，他来预备你，为着他的自己这件事情来感谢他。
He wants you to be poor in your own spirit that he may be king of your heart.
他要我们在我们自己的心，我们的灵里面是贫穷的，好叫他可以在我们心里面做王。
So, I began by praising the Lord and I learned it is the victory.
所以我就开始我每天的祷告，就先来赞美他，我就意识到这就是一个得胜的开始。
Then it takes 5 or 10 minutes at the beginning of your prayer time to raise your hands and praise the Lord.
我也鼓励大家每一天在你祷告之前，你花个5分钟或是10分钟，就把你的手举起来，这样来赞美他。
It lifts our attention onto Jesus.
让我们的注意力完全的专注在主的身上。
No matter how wretched we are, He is all in love with us.
我们会意识到，不管我们是多么的败坏，可是他还是那样子深深的爱我们。
He is the answer to our great need.
他就是我们最大需要的那个答案。
He wants to take possession of us.
他渴望能够来拥有我们。
But we have to know our nothingness.
可是我们必须意识到，认识到我们自己的无有。
He wants to use us for his glory.
他渴望使用我们来荣耀他。
But he's looking for empty vessels.
可是他所寻找的是那些倒空的器皿。
And vessels that have been surrendered completely to him.
是那些已经完全把自己降服给主的器皿。
Who have come down at his feet.
是那些已经在他的脚前深深的低伏的那群人。
And surrendered their self completely to him.
把他们自己完全的降服在主的面前。
Mrs. Robinson said this wonderful word that all the truths in the Bible are pathways to the feet of Jesus.
罗敏森师母她这样子说，她说所有圣经的真理都是引导我们走向那条路到基督的脚前。
So as we study the word,
所以当我们来读神的话的时候
Say, Jesus, speak to me.
我们可以跟他说，主耶稣啊，你向我说话。
Let me know myself as you know me.
能够让我 认识我自己，像你认识的那样清楚。
You remember how discouraged and disappointed David was.
我们记得大卫，他曾经是怎么样子的灰心，怎么样子的失望吗？
When we read Psalm 51, he's saying, Oh, God, have mercy on me.
我们读到诗篇51篇的时候，我们看到他怎么样向神呼求，哦，主啊，愿你怜悯我。
Cleanse my heart.
哦，洁净我的心啊。
Wash me and I shall be clean.
哦，愿你洗涤我，我就洁净了。
And then in the New Testament, we remember last week we studied about Peter weeping bitterly.
我们上礼拜也讲到彼得，在新约的彼得，他怎么样子出去痛哭。
Peter was one of those strong disciples who knew his faith was grounded in the Lord Jesus.
彼得在那时候他，是那个在使徒们中间很刚强的一个使徒，他的信心也很有根基在主的面前的。
But the Lord had to open his eyes to see himself the way he really was.
可是主耶稣必须要打开他的眼睛，让他可以清楚地看见他自己。
And we have that story of how he went out and wept bitterly.
我们看到他怎么样子。看到他自己清楚的时候，他出去痛哭。
And even the Apostle Paul cried out, Oh, wretched man that I am!
哦，甚至使徒保罗，他也这样子向神呼喊说，我真是苦啊。
All three of these men had God's light shine into the depths of their being.
我们讲到这三个例子，我们都看见神怎么样子让光，神的光直接的照进他们的心中。
It exposed self and all its ugliness and helplessness.
这个光就显明我们的自己，一切我们里面的丑陋，我们里面的黑暗。
They were broken men.
我们就成了一个破碎的人。
But David told us that God loves a broken and a contrite heart.
可是大卫在他诗篇里面他说，忧伤痛悔的心，神啊，你必不轻看。
Peter was a broken man.
彼得也是一个破碎的人。
And Paul confessed, it's no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me.
保罗也是一个被破碎的器皿，他可以这样说，如今活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
He said, the power of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free from the power of sin and death.
他在罗马书那边讲说，因为那赐生命圣灵的律在基督里释放了我，使我脱离了罪和死的律了。
This blessed freedom that awaits us,If we are willing to come down,
如果我们愿意降杯，一直的低下的话，这个通往自由的这条路就向我们敞开。
And live in a complete dependence on the Lord Jesus.
Sorry, can you repeat that sentence?
Yes, in order to have Christ reigning within the soul as king, we must first discover.How much self occupies the throne of our hearts?
是的，我们如果要明白主耶稣怎么样子可以在我们里面好像做王掌权的话，我们必须第一步要来发现我们是多么的被自己所占有、所充满了。
The Holy Spirit desires to fill us with the life of Christ.
圣灵渴望将主耶稣基督的生命来充满我们。
Only as we are empty of self and our own greatness.
可是这唯有当我们能够倒空我们的自己，还有我们自己以为的伟大。
Our own strength and determination and reputation of being someone important.
我们自己的能力或是我们自己的定义，或是我们渴望好的名声，好像人家可以以看我们，我们是一个很重要、很能干的人。
Maybe God has blessed our ministry.
是的，也许主他祝福了我们的事工。
And we get a feeling that we're capable of great things.
我们很容易以为，哦，我们是多么的有能力啊，我们可以做大事为着主。
But if Jesus raises his hand, we find out we can do nothing.
可是如果主把他的手收回的话，我们会发现我们根本什么都不能做。
Christ himself is the perfect example of someone who emptied himself and took upon him the form of a servant.
基督他自己就是我们最好的榜样，我们看到他怎么样倒空他自己，取了奴仆的样式。
He tells us in John chapter 5 verse 30, I can of myself do nothing.
他在约翰福音第五章第三十节，他告诉我们，我凭着自己不能做什么。
He was totally dependent on his father's spirit possessing him.
他是那样子完完全全的信托父的灵在他身上来拥有，来掌管。
He put into action this verse he gave us to be poor in spirit.
他活出了他自己所教导的灵里面贫穷的人。
Let his father's kingdom come.
他只愿他父的国降临。
Oh, and when we hear those words, we realize again our need is for the Spirit of God to fill us.
Oh, 当我们听到主耶稣这样子说的时候，我们应该更意识到我们有多么需要被圣灵所充满。
We'll never have any more of humility than we have of Christ's Spirit living within us.
我们能够拥有谦卑的程度永远不会超过主耶稣基督生命在我们里面的度量。
It's not in our nature to be humble.
在我们的天性里面，没有人是喜欢或是拥有谦卑的。
It's very natural to be proud.
我们最自然的反应就是骄傲。
It's our second nature.
那好像是我们的第二个天性一样。
To think highly of ourselves.
我们看我们自己，哦，觉得我们自己多高啊。
We're also capable to think poorly of others.
我们也是这么的能干，我们可以很容易的看到别人比我们自己还差。
The very nature of man is to be proud.
作为人的天性就是骄傲。
That's the curse of Satan.He admired himself.
这也是为什么撒旦他被咒诅的原因，因为他看他自己，他就爱上他自己。
The only thing that made him beautiful angel was God's glory on him.
他忘记了，其实他之所以成为美丽的天使，只不过是因为神的荣耀在覆庇着他。
But he wantedTo have people worship him.
可是他生出了一个渴望，他要人来敬拜他。
We know the scripture tells us a third of the angels followed him.
在圣经里面告诉我们，有三分之一的天使就跟着他去了。
And they were cast out of the kingdom of heaven.
他们从神的国中被赶出去。
And those that followed him became demons working under him.
那些跟着撒旦而去的，他们就成了魔鬼跟随他。
And he breathed his poison into Adam and Eve.
撒旦也把这个骄傲的毒药吹到亚当夏娃的心里。
And when they fell into sin, their hearts were filled with pride.
当他们在那里犯罪的时候，他们的心何等被骄傲所装满。
Then Jesus came.
直到主耶稣来， Hallelujah.
He came as the humble servant.
主耶稣带着奴仆的形象来。
He came as an empty vessel.
他取了一个倒空器皿的模式来到我们中间。
If you read the Gospel of John, you see how many times he said, "It's not I, it's my Father in me."
多少次在约翰福里面福音里面读到主耶稣，他说：“不是我，乃是我的父。”
The words that I speak are my father's.
我所说的话不是我说的，是父说的。
And the work that I do is my father's work.
我所做的不是我自己做的，乃是我看见父所做
的。And even though his life was full and busy and active.
虽然他的生活里面，他满了很忙碌的事工。
He would go off alone at night to be filled with his father's spirit.
他常常会在夜里或是一个人可以出去单独的与父在一起，好叫神的灵再次来充满他。
He spent those times in prayer asking his father, "What do you want me to do?"
就是在那些时候，他在那里寻求父，说：“父啊，你要我做什么？”
That's what we should be doing.
这也是我们所应该做的，是吗？
Jesus, what do you want me to do?
主耶稣啊，你要我做什么？
Not until we say, "Use me, Lord, as thou wilt, when thou wilt, where thou wilt."
我有等到我们可以跟主说：“主啊，你照着你自己的时间，照着你自己的方法。”照着你自己所定的地方来使用我。
Let him choose.
你来帮我拣选。
Then we become a vessel in his hand.
我们才能够真正成为主手中的器。
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's wonderful to depend on the Holy Spirit to fill us.
能够在那里等候依靠圣灵来充满我们是一件美好的事。
And so many years, Pastor Chow has asked me to teach on humility. I found notes from many years ago.
过去很多年，周牧师常常都要我讲关于谦卑这个题目。最近我就发现我在好多年以前写下来的一个笔记。
But I felt so empty this week, and I cried out to the Lord.
上面写着，我那时候觉得我自己多么的空虚，我在那里向神呼求。
Don't let me speak my own words.
我跟神说，主啊，你不要让我说我自己的话。
Don't let me think my own thoughts.
不要让我想我自己所喜欢想的。
You fill me with your spirit.
单单用你的圣灵来充满我。
I don't know what all my prayer was because some of it came out in unknown language.
我自己有时候也不知道我到底在祷告什么，因为有一些时候我是用方言在祷告。
And I could only pray in tongues.
在有那些时候，我只能够用方言祷告。
But it's wonderful afterward you sense God hears those.Cries that cannot be uttered.
可是在那之后，我常常意识到神是这么的喜悦，我在那里向着他的呼求，虽然是我不懂得的言语。
Oh, to be emptier and lowlier.
Oh, 只是巴不得能够更被倒空，也更低下。
Unnoticed, unknown.
不被人注意，不被人看见。
But to God, a vessel holier.
可是是更完全的，在神的面前。
Filled with Christ and Christ alone.
单单的被主耶稣基督所充满。
I've been a long time on this road for 60 years.
在过去有60年左右的时间，我走在这样子的道路上。
I have the same prayer, bring me down low at your feet, Jesus.
我依然做同样的祷告，主啊，让我更低下，更卑微。
That's where Mary lived in the scripture. We read she was at the feet of Jesus.
我们在福音书看到玛利亚，她就是这样子坐在基督的脚前。
Jesus said she chose the better part.
主耶稣说，他已经拣选了那上好的福分。
My pastor was preaching on humility one day, and he said, "Humility is a stress-free life."
有我的牧师有一次他讲到谦卑，他说谦卑是一个没有压力的一个生活。
Isn't that a beautiful word, a stress-free life?
这是很好的一个图画呢，我们可以过一个没有压力的生活。
Where we allow God to direct our life.
我们只是单单容让神来安排我们的生活，
As the Lord Jesus did.
就好像主耶稣他怎么样子啊，在地上行走的时候，
What wilt thou have me to do?
哦，父啊，你要我做什么？
And the Holy Spirit wants to lead us that way.
圣灵也渴望这样子来引导我们。
He wants to lead us when to speak and when to be quiet.
他可以教导我们什么时候该说话，什么时候该安静。
When to go here, when to buy that.
我们什么时候该走，去那个地方，我们什么时候该回来。
When to be quiet before him.
什么时候只是安静的在他的脚前，
Having no will of our own.
不为自己拣选什么。
Just to be nothing.
哦，只是成为无有。
And when we are nothing, he begins to be everything.
当我们开始成为无有的时候，他就渐渐的成为我们的全所有。
Becomes all and in all.
好叫他可以充满他所充满的。
Oh, how glorious!
哦，那是何等的荣耀啊！
Praise the Lord. Well, there's a scripture that I wanted to share with you from 2 Kings.
感谢主啊！我想大家跟大家再来分享一段经文，在列王记下。
As we said before, Mrs. Robbins said, all the truths of the Bible are a pathway to the feet of Jesus.
我们再提醒大家一次，罗宾森师母所说的，整本圣经的真理都是引我们到基督的脚前。
And when I was thinking of empty vessels, I was reminded of these empty vessels in 2 Kings.
当我在思想关于倒空的器皿的时候，神好像提醒我在列王记下第四章这边有一堆的倒空的器皿。
We're going to read the first verse to the seventh.
我们要读第一节到第七节。
A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, My husband is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take away my two sons to be his slaves.
有一个先知门徒的妻哀求以利沙说："你仆人，我丈夫死了，他敬畏耶和华，是你所知道的。现在有债主来，要娶我两个儿子做奴仆。
She's in trouble.
”他在一个很为难的光景里，
And she knows what to do. She cries out.
可是就在他的困难里面，他晓得要做什么，他就在那里呼求。
She goes to the servant of the Lord
他到神的仆人那里，
and tells him about her problem.
他把他的困难告诉他。
Verse 2. So Elisha said to her, What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house? And she said, Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil.
第二节，伊丽莎问他说："我可以为你做什么呢？你告诉我，你家里有什么？"他说："婢女家中除了一瓶油之外，没有什么。"
He didn't tell her go someplace. He said, What do you have at home?
伊丽莎没有叫他说："你到这里或那里去找什么？"他只是问他说："你家里面有什
She said, Well, I don't have anything at home.
？”他说："我什么都没
Just some oil, a little bit of oil.
有，只是一瓶油，就是那一点油。"
Now we know oil stands for. In the scripture, many times it stands for the Holy Spirit.
我们知道，在圣经里面，许多时候油是指着、预表着圣灵说的。
I might just interject here. We are disappointed, some of us, that we are not able to go to Pilgrim Camp this summer.
也许我岔出去讲一点，可能有许多的弟兄姐妹觉得今年夏天不能够去我们纽约的营会而觉得失望。
We are confined in our homes.
我们好像被关在家里面。
And we feel like we have nothing at home.
我们以为，哦，我们家里面有什么呢？什么都没有啊。
Holy Spirit, maybe just a little bit.
也许就是一点点的圣灵。
Well, let's read on verse 3. Then he said, go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors. Empty vessels. Do not gather just a few.
伊丽莎说，你去，向你众邻舍借空器皿，不要少借。
Well, that made me think about, here we are, we're all together. We're neighbors. Well, some of you are across the ocean, but we're all together this morning.
这就提醒我，好像我们大家在网上聚集，虽然你们有一些人是隔了一个太平洋，可是我们都是好像在网络中间，好像邻舍一样。
Then he goes on in verse 4, when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons, then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones.
第四节，回到家里，关上门，你和你儿子在里面，将油倒在所有的器皿里，倒满了的放在一边。
Well, why did they shut the door? Just to keep it private.
为什么他们要关上门呢？关上门呢？就是一个很隐秘的一个地方。
God does things in secret.
你知道，我们的神常常是在隐秘处做工。
Jesus tells us, when you pray to your Father, go in your closet and shut the door.
记得主耶稣也教导我们，你祷告的时候要进去你的内屋，关上门。
God likes to do his work in secret.
神喜欢在隐秘的地方来做事。
Even though you feel you're all alone there in your room or in your home, that God is in your midst because he promised never to leave.
也许你觉得，哦，你现在一个人被关在家里面，哦，你只有自己一个人，没有别的。可是你要记得，主耶稣就在你那里，因为他应许我们，他永不离开我们。
Right now, the government has told us in the United States to close the door.
我们在美国，政府告诉我们，我们要把门关起来，躲在家里。
And even they have made this proclamation before camp, close the camp.
所以我们的营会因着这些，我们也今年也必须关闭起来。
But God is telling this, that he is behind the closed door.
可是主要我们知道，他就在那个关上门的屋子里面。
And he told, here in our verse, it says, pour the oil into all those vessels.
在我们刚刚读到的那节经文，他说将油倒在所有的。
So, this morning, when we're all together, I want to tell you how we can pour that into each other. Maybe a word of encouragement.
所以今天早上或是晚上，我想跟大家分享，我们怎么样子可以把油倒在彼此的器皿里面，也许可以给大家一些鼓励。
Some, maybe just a smile to cheer someone.
有时候你好像只是给人家一个微笑就鼓励的人。
Or a prayer of faith for someone facing fear.
或是你做一个信心的祷告，就是像就帮助人家从那些惧怕里面出来。
We can take the little bit of oil that we have and pour it out into other vessels.
我们可以把我们里面的一点点油来倒在别的人身上。
And the Holy Spirit reminds you of someone in need. Pray for that person.
如果圣灵感动你，要为某一个人祷告，他有什么特别的需要，你就顺服着祷告。
Or someone is full of stress.
或是有一些人在很沮丧、很受压的环境。
Lend them a helping hand.
你们可以伸出你援助的手来帮助他们。
Well, let's go on in our story.
我们继续来看我们的故事。
So, verse 5, when she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, she brought the vessels, the boys brought the vessels to her and she poured it out.
于是妇人离开以利沙去了，关上门，自己和儿子在里面，儿子把器皿拿来，他就倒油。
She was obedient.
她遵命顺服。
Even though it was her own little bit of oil, she poured it out.
虽然她眼中看到了也许只是那一点点的油，可是她顺服着把它倒出来。
Verse 6, now it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said to her son, bring me another vessel.
And, 第六节器皿都满了，她对儿子说，再给我拿器皿来。
And he said to her, there is not another vessel, so the oil ceased.
儿子说，再没有器皿了，油就止住了。
Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest.
第七节，妇人去告诉神人，神人说，你去卖油还债，所剩的，你和你儿子可以靠着度日。
Isn't that wonderful?
God, 是不是很好的一个故事呢？
As we turn to be obedient to the Holy Spirit, we will find His fresh oil flowing through us to the blessing of all those around us.
当我们学习顺服着圣灵的时候，他我们就会发现，他把那个新鲜的膏油从我们里面流出来，到我们周围的人身上。
The Lord so desires to use us as His channels.
主耶稣这么盼望使用我们，让我们成为好像一条运河。
He wants to flow into us and flow out of us to the blessing of others.
他希望把他自己流到我们的里面，然后从我们里面也流到我们周围的人。
Our greatest hindrance is pride.
然而我们这个流通的最大的拦阻就是骄傲。
Stops the flow of the oil.
骄傲使这个流止住了。
It blocks it.
它就把它挡住。
Pride, we recognize it when it boasts of what it can do on its own.
骄傲使一个人喜欢自夸他自己能够做什么。
But pride also takes another way of expressing itself by constantly saying, well, we're no good, we're useless, we're unworthy.
可是骄傲的另外一个表现就是它让我们常常的说，哦，我什么都不能，哦，我是这么的无用，我是这么的不值啊。
Whichever form pride takes, it's still pride.
这两边都是骄傲。
Pride that exalts itself.
那个把自己抬高的是骄傲。
And pride that tries to complain about itself.
或是我们自己常常埋怨自己什么都不是，这种也是骄傲。
You know, there are several forms of pride. The pride of our looks, pride of face.
你知道骄傲常常有许多不同的形式，也许我们的外表，我们的脸也是可以是一个骄傲的出口。
And pride of our race.
我们也可以以我们自己的种族而觉得骄傲。
There's a slogan in U.S. It's I'm proud to be an American.
在美国有些人会说，哦，我们以身为美国人为傲。
We should be proud to belong to Jesus.
我们做神的儿女，我们应该以我们可以属于耶稣基督为傲。
But there's another pride called the pride of grace.
可 可是有另外一种骄傲，我们用一个名称说，那是好像恩典的骄傲。
Are proud of our spirituality.
或是我们以我们属灵的程度而骄傲。
So whether we exalt ourselves through boasting,
所以不管我们是否为着我们自己高起来，我们在那里自夸。
Or if we also show pride when we're constantly belittling ourselves.
或是我们一直持续的哦，看我们自己好像一文不值那样子的骄傲。
They say, "Oh, I'm unworthy."
我们会说在外面表现以为说哦，我是这么的不配啊。
The truth is, when we focus on self, self grows.
其实真理是这样子说，当我们把我们的焦点看在我们自己身上的时候，我们的老自己就更多的长大。
When we run to Jesus and praise Him, self withers.
可是然而当我们奔向耶稣，当我们在那里专注于耶稣的时候，我们的老自己就开始萎缩。
And the flesh is conquered.
我们的肉体在那里就被征服。
Yes, he wants us to see ourselves the way we really are, that he wants us to run to him.
是的，主耶稣要我们能够像他看我们那么清楚的来看到我们自己，可是他不要我们停在那里，他要我们因着这样，我们可以向耶稣那里直奔而去。
Oh, Jesus, I must know you.
我可以呼喊说，使我认识基督。
I must have you.
我必须要拥有基督。
Fill me with your spirit.
哦，用你的圣灵来充满我。
It's that when we look at him, we're being changed into his image.
这就是圣经教导我们，当我们这样子敞着脸来注视他，我们就变成他的形状。
By the spirit of the Lord.
借着神的灵所变成的。
Once the Holy Spirit has shown us our self-life, He begins to teach us to deny it at every turn.
当圣灵真的开始来显明我们自己真正的自己的时候，他就开始来教导我们怎么样在每一个关键、每一个关节来否。
He shows us how to humble ourselves.
他会教导我们怎么样子来谦卑自己。
I refuse to talk back or criticize someone else.
让我们好像我们不愿意来回嘴，或是来批评论断其他的人。
I knew a very precious servant of the Lord who told me this secret.
我还记得有一个很宝贝神的仆人，他教导我一个秘诀。
In her early married life,
在她早年的婚姻生活里。
Her firstborn child,
她的第一个孩子,
she would take out for a walk.
她会带着她到外面去散步,
put him in a little stroller and take a walk around the block.
就用娃娃车这样推着她在他们住的地方附近散步。
She told me that at that time she said to the Lord Jesus,I promise you, I will never talk back to my husband.
他就这样子推着他那个娃娃车在散步的时候，他跟主说：“主啊，我要跟你立一个约，有一个心愿，就是我下定决心，我绝不向我的丈夫回嘴。”
Now that was many years before she told me about this instance.
他教导我，或是他跟我分享他这个故事是很多年以前的事了。
And I observed her life.
我也观察他的生命。
It was full of peace.
我察觉他生命中满了平安。
And the joy of the Lord.
还有圣灵里面的喜乐。
She had conquered self.
在那里，他征服了他的老自己。
And even to this day, I admire that work that God did in her soul.
即便一直到今天，我还是为着神在他的魂里面所做这么奇妙的工，我还是很感谢主，很羡慕。
Mrs. Robinson said this word by the Lord. Do you know what it means to come down?
罗宾森师母曾经这样子说，你明不明白什么叫做在神面前低下呢？
You don't set your judgment on anything.
你不论断任何的事情。
Well, that's what Jesus said. Judge not, lest you be judged.
主耶稣也教导我们，你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。
But it's so easy to judge others, criticize others.
我们是多么容易就来论断别人，来批评其他的人。
We need to surrender our own opinions.
我们必须把我们自己的意见也降服在神面前。
And the Holy Spirit will be there quickly to put a flashing red light.
圣灵他常常可以很快的，当我们要做或说什么的时候，他摆一个红灯摆在我们面前。
Right in the middle of a sentence, the Holy Spirit say, "Don't say that." Don't do that.
常常就在我们快要说什么或做什么的时候，圣灵就会提醒、警告我们说，不要说，或是不要做。
One that I struggle with is attempting to justify myself.
我自己常常有一个毛病，就是我很有一个倾向，就是要显我自己为义，或是要证明我自己是对的。
A relative that's much older than I am, if you can believe that. But very critical.
我有一个亲戚，他比我大很多岁。我现在已经是上了年纪，所以他这个亲戚呢，他非常的非常的尖酸刻薄。
And when we're together, I'm helping them. They were very.Criticize what I say or do.
当我有时候在他那里帮忙做一些事情的时候，他总是常常的要来论断，要批评我所做的不这个不对，那个不对。
Their nature is so different from mine.
他的天性跟我所拥有的是这么不同。
Even though they're 20 years older than I am.
虽然他比我长二十岁。
They feel I am their child.
他们看我好像是他自己的女儿这样子。
So they're critical.
可是他们非常的刻薄。
Their nature is very quick and active.
他们的天性是这么的快的，也这么的活跃的，要来批评人。
And they said to me, "You've always been slow all your life. You're still always going to be."Deliberate till you die.
所以，譬如说，他会告诉我说：“你好像从小到现在，你做事情都这么慢，你这个慢的天性好像永远都改不过来。”
And so, I would try to explain myself to them, justify myself, but it gets worse.
有时候我会试着要向他们厘清、要解释，可是每次我这样做，事情就变得更糟。
I said, Lord, help me to allow you to fight for me while I hold my peace.
我就跟主祷告说，主啊，你自己为我来辩护，当我止住自己，不为自己辩护的时候。
This is the way we win the life of Christ.
这就是我们可以得着更多基督生命的那条路。
Allow him to take the place of self day by day.
就是容让他来取代我们的自己，在我们每天的生活里面。
Bring me down, Lord, with your feet, never to rise again.
主耶稣啊，把我带到你自己的脚前，俯伏在那里，不要自己站起来。
Be like the Blessed Mary in the Gospel.
就像玛利亚，那个蒙福的玛利亚一样。
She found great peace at the feet of Jesus.
她在主耶稣的脚前找到极大的安息。
If you want to find the Lord Jesus, you have to come down.
如果你要找到耶稣的话，你必须要走这条卑微的路。
He lives in the valley.
他住在那个低下的谷中。
That's where he feeds his flock.
是在那样子的深谷里面，他喂养、牧放他的群羊。
He's our blessed bridegroom, and he's looking for a bride who reflects his likeness.
哦，他是那位有福的新郎，他也在寻找他的心腹，就是那些能够反映他自己的形象的心腹。
He's filled with his own spirit of humility and lowliness of heart.
就是那样子被他的柔和谦卑所充满的。
All she desires is his smile of approval.
在这个心腹的心里面，他要的只是单单他新郎那个许可他或说认可他的那个微笑。
That's why we love that song, Nearer, still nearer, close to thy breast, draw me my Savior, how precious thou art.
这就是我们很喜欢的一首诗歌，亲近，更亲近，近你胸怀，吸引我靠近你，哦，何等的有福。
Your gracious smile is our reward.
另外一首诗歌说，你的笑容使我欢喜，或者说是我的赏赐。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是不是很美好呢？
He smiles at us when he sees us denying self.
每次我们学习舍己，我们就看见他的微笑。
He said, if anybody wants to come after me, let him deny himself.
他明说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。
Are we willing to go through the process of allowing Jesus to answer our prayer?
我们是否愿意走过这条路，让主可以来答应我们的祷告呢？
Jesus endured the cross by looking at the prize that was set before him.
主耶稣他为着摆在前头的喜乐，他忍受了十字架的苦楚。
He went through the greatest self-denial that anyone could ever go through when he died on the cross.
在他上十字架的那一段经历，他的舍己是超过所有的人可以想象的。
But he said it was for the joy that was set before him.
可是圣经告诉我们说，他为着那摆在前头的喜乐。
He knew it would please his father.
他知道他这样子做可以得父的喜悦。
And he would be the savior of the human race.
他可以成为整个人类的救主。
And his followers would be able to join him forever.
好叫那些跟从他的可以与他永远在一起。
And we must also endure our cross, our self-denial, for the joy that awaits us.
我们也可以这样学习，为着那摆在前面的喜乐，我们学习来舍己，学习来忍受十字架的苦楚。
The joy will be right here as Jesus takes more possession of us.
那个喜乐，当主耶稣更多得着我们的时候，是我们都可以经历感受的。
Less of me and more of him.
哦，更多的他，更少我的自己。
I had a friend in ministry at one time who we traveled together and served the Lord.
我有一个朋友，他也在服侍主。有一次我们两个人一起出去旅行。
One time when we were together, I found her reading a book from a true servant of God.
有一次当我们在这个旅行中间，我发现他在读一本一个神的仆人所写的书。
It happened to be the life story of Andrew Murray.
那本书就是穆安德烈的传记。
You know, and Andrew Murray's books were so anointed with the Holy Spirit.
你知道穆丹德烈写的书是这么的被圣灵来恩膏。
We looked at his one book, Absolute Surrender.
我们这次教导他写了一本全然降服。
He's also written our textbook on humility.
他也写了谦卑这本书，就是我们所用的。
A chapter for every month of the year.
他也写了每一个月每一天的每日经文。
While I'm talking about that book, I would just mention that Mrs. Robinson's student I knew personally, and she took that book and prayed over every sentence in the book.
Which book? I'm sorry.
That's a way to ask the Lord to fill you with His humility. Her name was Mrs. Judd.
Okay, 所以我认识这位神的仆人翟师母，他拿那本书《谦卑》这本书，他每一句话他都是导读着读，他 每一句话一句话带着祷告这样子。
And someone would come knocking at her door and they would find her on her knees praying over every sentence.
有时候人家在敲这位翟师母的门，他们进去就发现翟师母她跪在地上跟着这本书的一句话一句话在那边祷告。
Her greatest prayer was, Oh, that I might know him.
她最大的呼求就是 Oh, 使我认识基督。
I was just a teenager when I met her.
当我第一次遇见翟师母的时候，我只是一个十来岁的年轻人。
She was so kind to me.
她这么的慈祥。
And sometimes her hand would go up. Oh, that I might know him.
有时候好像不知不觉的，我就看到他把手举起来，祷告说：“哦，使我认识他。”
When she was dying, her body had become paralyzed.
在九岁的时候，他的身体就瘫痪了。
I'm walking into the room to receive her.
I'm sorry. Her body, Mrs. Judd's body.
And those standing beside her, the family, they saw her hand go up.
就是瘫痪的时候，人家走到她房间里面，他们会看到她把她的手举起来。
Just like she did when she prayed, Oh, that I might know him.
就是好像她在祷告说，哦，使我认识基督。
He came himself and took her to be with him.
Sorry, Sister Martha, so this is at her 90s?
She passed away at that time. The Lord Jesus came and took her to be with him.
Okay, 对不起，这边是讲到翟师母她要过世之前的一段经历，好像她在那里，她已经身体已经不能动，瘫痪了。当他们进到她的房间里面的时候，他们就看到好像她也试着再把手举起来，他们就看见她好像又在那里祷告说，哦，使我能够认识基督。在那个晚上，他这样子被主接走。
So you see, even though she was a co-worker of Mrs. Robinson, she prayed to her last breath that Jesus would be her all and in all. He would bring her down low at his feet.
像罗比森师母的同工，他就在他临终的时候，他还是跟主一样的祷告，主啊，愿你带我更低下，更卑微，在你的脚前。
Well, I was telling you about another friend of mine at the beginning. I wanted to tell you about this friend that was younger than I was, but we were co-workers.
那我要跟大家再分享另外一个我的朋友的故事。这位朋友他比我还年轻。
And when she was reading Andrew Murray's life story, she couldn't put the book down.
就是刚刚我讲到我们一起旅行的时候，他没有办法好像把这本书放下来。
There's impartation of God's Spirit as we read the Bible. And as we read books that were written by God's Spirit,
你知道，当我们来读圣经，或是我们读一些书是神的恩膏所膏的书的时候，我们会觉得不同，我们会察觉到神的灵在那里。
Mrs. Robinson called Andrew Murray an apostle of the inner life.
罗炳森师母称穆安德烈是那内在生活的使徒。
Well, here is my co-worker. I want to take a walk or want to go somewhere. No, she wanted to read this life story.
所以我们一起旅行这个朋友，我就问他说，你想不想我们一起去散步或是去买什么东西呢？他说，哦，我现在什么都不想做，我只想继续的读这本书。
Several months passed away in our time together, and we went different ways, but I heard that she was in trouble.
过了几个月，我听说她遇到一个难处。
Everyone felt so sorry for her. She lost everything.
她周围的人都觉得说她很可怜，因为她失去了一切。
Naturally speaking, her friends, her job, her reputation.
她失去了她的朋友，失去了她的工作，她的名声也，她也失去了。
At that time, I had such peace and knew God was working to answer her cry for more of Him.
可是当我听到这件事情的时候，在我里面却有一个极深的平安，因为我知道神在那里答应他的祷告，就是他跟神求更多的神，更少他自己。
What some people look at as failure,We get to understand God looking at it.
所以有一些人在外面看，以为这是一个失败。可是，我们，在主里面，我们常常可以发现，不是，因为神在其中。
Maybe some people were thinking, "Oh, she must have done something terribly wrong."
也许有些人会批评说，会想说，哦，她一定是做错了什么很事情，做得很糟糕。
She's failed God.
Oh, 她在神面前不忠心，她失败了。
But I had a secret in my heart. I knew God was doing this for her good.
可是在我的灵里面的隐秘处，我知道神在做一个特别的工作在这个圣徒的身上。
A couple years later, when we met together, it was amazing what God had done to turn the whole situation around.
过了几年，我们在又碰在一起的时候，他告诉我，哦，神做了何等奇妙的一个工作，把整个事情又再翻转过来。
My friend had more opportunity than she had in the beginning.
我这位朋友，他可以服侍的事工比他之前还更多。
It was like a story of Job.
就好像约伯记约伯的经历一样。
We can never outgive the Lord.
我们永远没有办法给神比神给我们的多。
He uses all situations to bring us closer to His plan and purpose in our lives.
神会使用我们生命里面所有的遭遇来带我们更靠近他，也更靠近他在我们身上所定的旨意和计划。
All he asks is a yielded, willing vessel.
他所需要的只是一个愿意降服的器皿。
Willing to be empty of self.
愿意倒空自己。
And filled with him.
能够让他来充满。
Oh, I realize our time is slipping by.
我发现我们的时间好像快要到结束的时候。
What is God doing these days?
到底神在这些日子做什么呢？
His spirit is hovering over the whole world.
神的灵在全地在那里运行。
He wants us.To recognize our need to draw near to Him.
他要我们更深地认识到我们多么需要来亲近他。
He's seeking a bride who has one desire for himself.
他在寻找那些心腹，就是那些单单的要主的那些心腹。
Well, you might have thought, if only I could attend a conference, I could draw near to him.
也许有些人会说，哦，如果我可以去纽约的营会，我可以多么的靠近主啊。
Most of you have heard that we are not going to have a conference at Pilgrim Camp this year.
大家到现在应该知道，我们今年纽约的营会必须要取消。
And that's disappointing to many people.
对很多人来讲，这是一个很让人失望的一个决定。
Let us realize that as we belong altogether to Him.
可是让我们记得，既然我们把自己完全的归给他了，
Our times are in His hands.
我们的时间都在他的手中。
He causes all things to work together for our good.
神使万事都互相效力，叫爱他的人得着益处。
Those of us who love him and are called according to his purpose.
就是那些按着他旨意被召的人。
He has given each of us time and some secret place where we can cry out to know him.
他给我们每一个人时间，让我们可以在我们自己的隐秘处，在那里向他呼求。
To be clothed with his humility.
能够穿上，能够披戴主他自己的谦卑。
And draw closer to him than ever before.
让我们可以超过我们以往对他的亲近，来更靠近他。
He desires to shut us in with himself.
他盼望我们能够与神关锁。
Until he sees his own image in our face.
直到他在我们的脸上可以看到那个反照的荣光。
Let us respond to his call.
让我们都来回应他这样子的呼召。
Let us say yes, Lord.
让我们跟他说，是的，主啊。
I just want you.
我单单的要你。
And your wonderful will in my life.
并你在我生命中那奇妙的旨意。
Take advantage of all the Lord has taught us through these last years.
让我们好好的把握机会，神在过往的日子，特别这一年所教导我们的。
He's just the same today.
基督耶稣今天还是一样。
He's just as real right where you are as if he takes you someplace else, which seems to be more glorious.
他今天跟你在一起，跟他可以带你到别的地方去，是同样的一位主，那位荣耀的基督。
He has a work to do in each one of us.
他在每一个人身上都有他所要做的工作。
Whether we're one of the leaders of the fellowship,
不管我们是否在带一个聚会,
or whether we're just a beginner,
或者我们只是一个刚刚信主,
just learning how to wait on him,
只是刚开始学习怎么样子来等候主,
there is no limit to what he can do for us if we give him time to be alone in his presence.
要记得，如果我们愿意单独的把时间交在神的手中，花时间跟他独处，神所能够在我们身上做的是没有限量的。
If we feel like the poor widow, she cried unto the Lord.
就像那个寡妇，她向神来哀求。
And we take that little bit of oil that we feel we have in the house and pour it out.To others,
我们就带着我们这，我们觉得我们只有这么一点点的油，可是我们就把它倒出来在别人身上。
God will pour back in.
哦，神会把那些油再注回到充满在我们里面。
He wants to flow into us and out of us and back into us and back out of us.
他是何等的喜欢。 把他自己充满在我们里面，然后从我们中间流出，又再充满我们，又从我们中间流出。
That's right. He says, "Abide in me. I'm the vine. You're the branch."
这就是为什么他说，你们要住在我里面，我是真葡萄树，你们是枝子。
Let's take advantage of this time alone.
让我们好好的来利用神给我们这样子的一个机会。
To have Jesus reveal himself to us.
让基督可以启示他自己向着我们。
There's a wonderful experience waiting for us.
在我们的前面有很美好我们可以的经历等着我们。
It might be right in our own kitchen.
也许就在我们自己家里的厨房。
Right among our own family.
或是在我们的家人中间。
Jesus is wanting to make himself known to us.
主耶稣渴望让我们都来认识他。
He brings us out into the wilderness and speaks comfortably to us.
他可以把我们带到旷野里，然后说他安慰的话。
And when he brings us back together, whether it's on the internet or whether it's physically, we will be stronger.
等到他再把我们带在一起，不管是借着网路。或是我们可以真的相聚在一起，那个时候我们可以比我们以前更刚强。
We will know him better.
那个时候我们可以说我们比以前更认识他。
When I first began to fall in love with my husband and we would be at a dinner or party with other people, it was a happy time.
当我跟我的丈夫刚开始的时候，我们会在一些宴会里面跟别人觉得那是一个很快乐的时光。
But there came a desire in my heart that we would just be together alone.
可是慢慢的，我里面生出一个渴望，就是哦，我如果单单的跟我的丈夫，我们两个人在一起，不是更好吗？
A more intimate relationship.
我们可以更亲密的在一起。
That's the way our bridegroom is with us. He is separating us unto himself.
这我相信也是主在我们中间所做的，他把我们都分别出来。
He has secrets of his heart to reveal to us in his word.
他在他的话语里面，他还有这么多隐藏的真理，他渴望来教导我们。
So, the scripture says, "Don't despise the day of small things."
所以，圣经也告诉我们，不要看那日为小。
Let's take advantage of them.
反而，我们可以好好的利用这段时间。
Know Jesus better.
可以更认识他。
And to love him more.
可以更爱主耶稣。
I'll pray for you.
我为大家祷告。
Oh, Jesus, we are so dependent on your Holy Spirit.
哦，主耶稣，我们是这么的需要来依靠你的圣灵。
We pray that you'll pour out your Holy Spirit on each one.
我们祷告你能够将你的灵浇灌在每一个人身上。
You know you're lonesome for us.
能够知道你。
You want us to have more time alone with you.
知道你渴望我们可以更多花时间来等候你。
To be like John and lean upon your breast.
就好像使徒约翰来靠近你的胸膛。
To partake of your spirit.
来领受你的圣灵。
To be comforted with your love.
被你的爱所安慰。
Oh, Jesus, fill our vision.
Oh, 主耶稣啊，充满我的眼目。
Help us to see you more.
让我们可以更多的看见你。
To turn from self.
从我们自己中的焦点里面出来。
Run into your arms.
来向你的膀臂跑去。
Say, Oh, Jesus, I am nothing, but you are everything I need.
我们可以说，哦，主啊，我是无有，可是你就是我所需要的一切。
Fill me afresh with the Holy Spirit.
用你新鲜的灵来浇灌在我们身上。
Fill me now as I wait in your presence.
当我们在你的同在中等候你的时候，你就浇灌下来。
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
主，我们愿你来，我们愿你来。
Satisfy your heart with me.
愿你因着我们与你的相交而满足。
I will believe you.
我愿信靠你。
That you are nigh the broken in heart.
因为你靠近那些伤心的人，就是灵性痛悔的人。
You promise to send the Comforter.
你应许圣灵的保惠师。
Comfort our hearts with your presence.
用你自己的同在来安慰我们。
Even now we ask you.
就像现在我们也这样向你求。
Lay your hand on each person listening today.
愿你自己按手在今天上课的每一个弟兄姐妹身上。
Qi Qian, you take over. Pray, dear. Jesus.
主啊，你这么的愿意将你的灵浇灌在我们身上。你渴望来充满我们，甚至比我们渴望被你充满还多得多。我们感谢你，我们赞美你，巴不得我们更多的看见这瓦器里面的宝贝。主啊，让我们真是找着这个贵重的珍珠。我们这么欢欢喜喜的变卖一切所有的，就是为要来得着你。主啊，你是我们的上好，你是我们的全所有，你是我们一切的宝贝，你是那价值中的价值。主啊，你是那王中的王。我们感谢你，我们赞美你。主啊，今天你真是摆在前头的喜乐。主啊，我们真是可以期待，主啊，你可以在我们每一个人身上都来成就你所定义的。主啊，在这部分，主啊，你能够得着许许多多那些看你主啊为至宝，万事好像都粪土一样那样深深爱上你的心腹。我们为着今天的课，我们感谢你。主啊，让你的话语结出它的果子，让你的真理发出它的亮光。主啊，赐福给每一个弟兄姐妹，我们把感谢赞美都来归给你自己。哈利路亚，荣耀归给你。愿你在你儿女们中间得着喜悦，得着荣耀。奉救主耶稣的名祷告， Amen。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚。 Yes, Lord.Praise the Lord.
我们赞美主，愿主祝福大家。
And just wait in His presence. Get alone with Him.
记得花时间在他的脚前，与他关锁，与他独处。
And we'll see you again tomorrow.
明天我们还有一堂课。
And you'll look more like Jesus.
愿到明天，你们会比今天更像耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
Bye.
大家再见。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.